Fanboys United. Comparing games so you don't have to.
Hey guys, welcome to Fanboys United Podcast, episode 6?
Yeah.
Yep. As usual, is Michael, and with me is...
Kevin.
And Daniel.
You guys have to learn how to...
Talk?
Talk. Apologies, guys, I'm really tired right now and a little drunk on juice.
And Christian's not here.
He has... Not better things to do, some random things to
go
do.
To a museum.
Yeah, let's go to a museum and dance with the dinosaurs.
On ice?
On ice. That's what he literally told me. But yeah, alright. Brief overview of the episode. Usually we'll have news for all platforms available.
Reviews.
Previews. No, you're mixing it. You're
just out of order, Kevin. Yeah, shouting out things.
News, previews, what we've been playing, then our featurette today will be JRPGs versus Western RPGs, which... You know, which developers from nations have developed the best RPGs so far. Then we will do reviews, you know, Grand Theft Auto China Wars for the DS. And we'll Big Nose's picks.
Yeah.
And then we will end the show. All right, news. So let's start this off with some surprising news. Mass Effect 2 has been officially announced for the PC and Xbox 360. Not for the PS3, surprisingly. There's been no announcement on that. Which is surprising since, you know... BioWare has been recently purchased by EA, which is known for releasing their games on as many platforms as possible.
EA Games challenge.
Although when asked, saying, you know, where's the PS3 version, EA says there's no info on the PS3 version. You know, my guess is that EA themselves are going to be porting it to the PS3. Maybe even the first Mass Effect, both games being on a Blu-ray disc. So do you think that'll fit? Do you think that'll do that, or
maybe it'll fit?
I love the Mass Effect games. They're my favorite 360. Franchise. I beat the game 8 times. Beating Daniel's record. What's your record,
well,
Daniel?
4.
Ah, you fail.
Nah.
You wasted the least amount of time.
And Kevin still hasn't even beaten it.
Yeah, he's still stuck on the first level.
No,
progressing
through it.
But just tidbits of the game. Supposedly, the developer said there'll be more information at the gaming development conference this week, but apparently BioWare has said that this game will be bigger and better than the first one. Which pretty much sums up every single sequel promised since every single game. But
every time.
I don't know. I hope they just improve some graphic issues.
I hate the poppin'.
Yeah, the poppin's terrible. It's like literally like
the
blurry face, then the eyes, then one part of the textures, then the nose. That's it. But overall it's an enjoyable game. Alright, enough of that. Daniel, why don't you give some PS3 news at GDC that they might reveal?
So at the GDC, Michael's making hand gestures again. said there might be a PS3 price cut. So, okay, you gotta stop that right now.
Sorry.
So, yeah, so, gonna be a price cut, and...
How much?
Not sure, exactly say.
Supposedly $100 off the 80 gig model.
Okay.
Well, that's pretty good.
But supposedly Target, well, the thing is that, like, Target got a new... PS Nation talked about this, just a new bundle, same price, 80 gig with 2 games. I think it was MotoStorm and Resistance, greatest hits. So yeah, I think Sony's really going for the cheaper thing. They're going for the more bang for your buck. Like they released that thing a while back, saying like how their system has more value than 360. If you were to buy all the accessories for 360 to match the PS3, it would cost more for 360.
Accessories?
I think PS3 really does need a price cut. I mean, it has one of the best games coming out, but no one's going to buy them since no one's...
too expensive.
Too expensive. I think they... What do you think of the price cut? Do you think...
Good idea.
Yep.
They need that...
We need less money to spend on.
Well, we already have PS3, so... I bought the first generation. I was the one that's... What was the first original price? $700?
Too expensive for a system.
Yeah, I got that, and it broke. And then I got a new one. Which is... This is cool.
Recently.
Anyways, that's enough of that. So, Kevin, why don't you go some Bungie news?
Bungie news. Alright. April 9th, they're going to make an announcement. Don't really know what the announcement is, but supposedly it's going to be either some new game or new map packs or something like that.
Yeah, maybe they'll finally release the Mythic map pack for normal people instead of the losers who bought Halo Wars. Like, come on.
Even the special edition of Halo Wars.
Oh, sorry, the special edition.
Limited edition, I don't know.
Although... I like how PS Nation talked... I'm going to just brief that, like, how the Halo Wars commercials is a total, like, marketing fraud, which shows nothing on gameplay. You notice that?
Yeah.
But, like, that's what... But they did that for the Halo 3 trailer. Like, in Halo 3, they had this, like, this what do you call it, this action figure, what was it?
The action figures.
Yeah, like this Battlefield, that had like this huge epic fight, but that was nowhere close to the game.
Yeah, and they like jumps and like makes a shield and then...
Yeah, it was like nowhere in the game. It was hilarious how Microsoft lies with marketing and stuff. Same with the Halo games. Like Halo 3, they had like the still, this epic like thousands of soldiers fighting thousands of Covenant, and then the game, you're facing like maybe 5-on-5.
Yay.
But I mean... I bet people... I guarantee this is going to be the most used copies on the shelves. I guarantee it. I'm going to go to EB Games tomorrow, and I'm going to see literally thousands and thousands of Halo War used copies. And a bunch of pissed off customers.
Hey, I'll turn in this copy! 2 cents. What? It's no! Yeah, but we can't have too many.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of RTSs on consoles, but this is just stupid. I mean... Ensemble Studios, the guys who made Age of Empires, this is their last game. Why end it like this? Make Age of Empires Supreme something. I don't know.
Futuristic.
Futuristic, yeah.
Just not Halo.
I don't know. I'm a little disappointed with that, but, you know, what are you going to do? But, anyways, so shooter side for the PS3. Daniel, some news for Resistance. For
Resistance 2. There's been announced that there's going to be some downloadable content and a patch. yeah. So, hopefully that's some good stuff. They haven't announced when it's supposed to come out or what exactly is going to be on the downloadable content.
Too many secrets.
Yeah, Insomniac's usually really loud about what they were doing lately. They're like, oh, we're making Resistance 2 patched, hang in there, guys, and they did that. But then... For some reason that they've been working up for 3 months quiet and they're supposed to DLC. Hopefully the new patch is that they're going to have the second player in split screen have their stats saved.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Or sign. You can sign in on a different account. They did that in Little Big Planet. You can sign in on your own account on the PSN.
Yeah.
Which would be great. But also that there's a new contest for Insomniac. Design your own Ratchet and Clank weapon. Which supposedly, I don't know why they did that, but supposedly it's going to be in the new Ratchet and Clank game coming.
Interesting.
Like, I mean, first off...
We should make one.
We should make one. The Fanboys United and Nader. Makes you listen to our podcast.
That few shooter.
But seriously, though, the new Ratchet and Clank was released... Was supposedly formally announced, not like some 100% officially, when you beat Quest for Booty, the downloadable game. Actually, $10 now, temporarily, on the PS Store. Check that out. One of the best downloadable games out there. Supposedly, new Ratchet & Clank will be coming out this holiday with, I mean, Insomniac is known for releasing AAA games every year, which I think is absolutely amazing what they do. What do you think of, you guys hope for new Ratchet & Clank this year, or?
Will it follow the, Ratchet & Clank future?
Yes, it's part of the future series, one of them PS3, so hopefully it'll be a continuation of the story left off at Quest for Booty.
Alright.
Kevin, you played for Quest for Booty, what'd you think of that?
Nah, that was pretty sweet. It's like, kind of like, It's an actual PS3 type game. I couldn't even tell it was an arcade style game. It was all polished. It was almost like the actual PS3 Future Tools of Destruction.
Yeah, Daniel, you played that. You liked that, didn't you?
Yeah, I liked
it. I owned it. I'm a huge fan of Ratchet and Clank. Although I still prefer Jack over him, but it's still pretty awesome. Hopefully, what I hope they do with the new Ratchet and Clank is they add multiplayer, because the last one they didn't have multiplayer.
Yeah.
I mean, they did an amazing job with Resistance 2, and I hope they add it over. Like, I hope they do, like, 100 players online for Ratchet and Clank.
Everyone just, like, swinging wrenches.
I can imagine that, because, like, the art style of the characters and, like, customizable, I can imagine that.
Yeah.
They can pull
that
off.
Wouldn't take that much
effort on their part. I mean, like, every game they put out, they always improve. I mean, Resistance 1, their first PS3 game, they had 40 players online. Ratchet and Clank, the following year, they had amazing Pixar-like movie graphics. Resistance 2, awesome graphics, and, like, 60 people online. This one, better graphics, and, like, 100 people. I would love to see multiplayer Ratchet and Clank. But,
big, flat plane with a bunch of wrenches.
Just a bunch of people, giant... I mean, they pulled off some pretty big creatures in Tools of Destruction. Like, you can definitely tell it's made by the same developer, just that Resistance has more gore. But hopefully, enough from Solomon. We love... they're one of our favorite developers, and hopefully they do well. Okay, so... Some new now we'll go multi-platform lies with news. Daniel, do you want to talk about some new Godfather 2 news? The reason why they delayed it, actually.
For Godfather 2, it's sort of a multiplayer mode. It's, like, not a mode by itself, but it's kind of an add-on. It's called the Dawn mode. It's not actually part of the game. Once you buy it, you can download it free. It's kind of like a free patch. Yes, so that's good. Yeah, so it's a multiplayer mode. At the beginning of a multiplayer level, a match, you can choose if you want to do this, the dawn mode. And it's, you can bet money.
Bet money against other people?
Yeah. But you can only do it if the other player also agrees to do the dawn mode.
If they don't agree, then they lose like a thousand.
So yeah, and then, it's with your actual in-game, like, bank account, so if you, lose a lot of money in multiplayer...
Is it real money?
No, it's in the game money. So if you, like, bet, like, a lot of money and then lose, that's gonna affect your single-player game, too, so...
And you'll be poor.
Yeah, so that's not good.
You'll be a hobo in home.
Yeah, and so it's kind of turns the game into, like, a kind of, real-time strategy, where you have,
the AI people, they're real online people.
Yeah. So you,
stop bossing me around!
I don't want to! So, it's like an overhead view, and, you can see what's happening with the other players, too, so you can tell, like, your members, or your, like, people, what if they're, like, running into, like, an ambush or something, so they'll know what's happening. Also, there's, power-ups.
I'm Superman.
Superman.
I want a Superman game.
No, that's
good one.
Has there even been a good Superman game?
Back on topic. But back on topic.
So yeah, you can get power ups. Like giving players like body armor or
a baseball bat.
I don't think that's a power up. Also, there's a funny thing that you can get a power up, and if it regenerates your player's health, and if they have full health already, it'll automatically give them a free revive if they die. It's actually a glitch in like their development, but then they decided to keep it because it was kind of fun. So yeah,
or too lazy to fix it.
Yeah, probably that. But and. Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. If I'm Dawn in that game, I'm going to be a dick. I need to tell my players to jump off like a cliff. Are you sure this is live? Don't worry, guys.
I'm the Dawn. I know what's happening, guys.
I'm definitely going to pick up Godfather 2 because I love the first Godfather. It was my favorite sandbox games of last generation. Especially on the Wii. I actually played on the Wii. I love that. What'd you guys think? Would you pick this up or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would. Looks fun.
It's not coming out for the Wii this time,
though. No, that's kind of, yeah, that's a good
Unfortunate.
Point.
Unfortunate.
It's not coming out for the Wii. I mean, they really did well on the Wii version for Godfather 1. It controlled great, it played great, it had great graphics. Well, okay, by Wii standards. so graphics.
It had graphics.
It had graphics.
You could interact with the Wiimotes and
choke
them.
I know, I was kind of disappointed with that, but hopefully on the PS3 version, you'll have 6-axis control, so if you headbutt your controller by motioning it, flipping it up, you'll headbutt in the game. You can throw them using the 6-axis. It worked well for the PS3 version. Hopefully they don't overdo it for the Godfather 2, like they make you shoot with the 6-axis and pew 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 shaking the gun
or reload. Like, sirens, blood.
Curse. Yeah, well that worked fine. You just couldn't do it. I don't know why. You just couldn't do it. I did.
That was horrible.
Yeah. Okay. And enough of that. Our final piece of news. BioShock 2. Now there's been some talk that since the first BioShock was a 360 timed exclusive, also on PC. That BioShock 2, Microsoft was working out a deal to release it on their platform, 360 only, first. Actually, this is not true. 2K, the publisher and developer, has said that, no, we want to release it on PS3, 360, and PC
all at
the same time. Because, I mean, BioShock is now a huge franchise, and you got to make as much buck as possible. And 2K has been very vocal, saying that we're not the publisher that just gives out Grand Theft Auto. We can give out other games, great games, too, like... BioShock, but that's it. I mean, they released some sports franchises, but they pale in comparison to EA's. But I mean, Deliver that gives us BioShock and Grand Theft Auto, they have my money.
Yeah.
They have my money instantly. So yeah, just a quick tidbit. Last episode we gave some details on the story, which were part rumors, part facts. Let's get a story straight. This is not a prequel anymore.
Yeah.
It's officially supposedly a sequel. There's only one Big Sister. You do play as a prototype Big Daddy, not essentially the first Big Daddy. And you return back to Rapture, and Russians have a mated Rapture, so it's pretty cool. It's
Russians?
Yeah, and then the Big Sister is actually a little sister who was taken by the Doctor in the first game, and she's come back to liberate her own city. So it's a, and then she's been abducting children all over the world, making them to little sisters.
What if it's a boy?
Oh, damn it!
It's not working!
Oh, no.
And that's the story, so that's all.
Wait, so is the Big Sister the, like a...
She's a grown-up version of a little sister.
Okay, so it's not, like, a big version of, like, a female version of, like, the Big Daddy.
No, it is. It is a female version. It's, like, slim body, but female, feminine body, but with a head.
Like a snorkeling?
A snorkeling helmet, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. That's gonna look really stupid.
Well, they have photos on it online, pictures and screenshots. It looks beautiful, actually, the graphics. And then multiplayer, they said that they'll release details on multiplayer later. I'm not sure details, I mean no, or actual
as
multiplayer.
In, no, we're not going
to
do it.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, that's definitely something I'm looking forward to. I mean, this holiday season, so many games are coming out that, I don't know. I mean, I just realized that DC Universe was coming out.
When's that?
Supposedly this year.
You have to pay for the online.
I don't know, they don't have decided about that yet. Hopefully they don't do that. Hopefully they just, like, make you pay for, like, I don't know, like, cost,
that would,
like...
That suck, though, paying for the...
I hope they do, like...
Some... Take that, Warcraft. No one likes paying for you.
I mean, I think what they're gonna do is they're just gonna put, like, extra costume stuff on the PS Store.
So you can buy it.
You can buy it. Like, I would do that to, like, make my Superman ripoff. Superior Man.
Superior Man. Better than Superman.
Or something.
But no stupid weakness to Kryptonite.
Hey, that is the greatest... weakness of all.
Too bad everyone has it. How? It's a planet.
Get your kryptonite for sale. Kryptonite.
Oh, damn it. Where do you get this stuff? It's a planet from a million miles away. How does it get here?
Okay, enough about that. Okay, so let's just go into previews. Not a lot of stuff is previews that happened since our last episode, except for Command & Conquer Red Alert 3. I got decent hands-on time with the demo. I gotta say that it has...
fun.
It's the best water graphics I've ever seen.
Water graphics?
That's really? That's all I have to say for the...
what about everything else?
I think Uncharted 2 was gonna beat them with water graphics.
Oh, no, it's on par with Uncharted 1's water.
They're gonna beat that with Uncharted 2 because ice and snow and
yeah,
crap
like but,
that.
Like, I mean, the water in Red Alert 3, I gotta say, is beautiful water. It is... Because in Red Alert 3, its emphasis on naval combat, and the water is so fun to pretty look at, but rest of the stuff, it's decent stuff. It's better looking in the 360 version, which is decent. Oh yeah, I forgot about gameplay. It's an RTS on the console. Oh, does it work? Yes, it works, actually. I'm surprised it works, but it's still an RTS on a console.
So that kind of ruins it for me.
I know, like, I don't, when I'm playing controller, I want to use the analog stick to shoot and aim and shoot somebody, not to tell somebody to shoot somebody. But, I mean, if you are into RTSs and your PC is, like, Kevin's old, outdated, and stupid.
And takes 10 years to do stuff.
Take 10 years to load a 3-minute video. I definitely recommend it over Halo Wars. Hell yeah, over Halo Wars. Especially for 360 users. But for you PS3 owners, this is something, play the demo if you like it. But, I mean, it's pretty decent. I mean, the tutorial is pretty funny. The tutorial is pretty funny. You have three tanks, all of their respective accents.
Accents?
Yeah, the British, Russian, and Japanese. Really funny. The designs on the units are wacky. Like, there's a helicopter that can transform to a mech.
What?
Interesting.
It's a Japanese unit, obviously.
Obviously.
Then, like, Japanese have, like, these samurai units.
That, like, run in with swords.
They have, like, lightsabers, yeah.
Sweet.
So awesome. Wacky designs. You have live actors doing, like, the cutscenes are actually live.
Live?
Live, like cheesy B-movie type things. Like, instead of, like, you know, in, like, Halo... No, sorry. You know, like,
oh, yeah, with actual people?
Actual people.
Oh, yeah.
Like, in a movie and
stuff. Oh, it's a movie?
Yeah.
Play the second one. It's like that.
It's so, like, it's cheesy, but they do a decent job. I mean, you have, like...
Any well-known actors?
You have David Hasselhoff. George Takei. Jenny McCartney. That's all the top of my head I can think of. Oh, the guy, J.K. Simmons, the guy who's the editor in Spider-Man. He's the U.S.
What?
He's the U.S. president. And then...
U.S. I don't think so, Michael.
No. He plays the U.S. president.
Oh.
You don't have, don't worry, you don't have Obama in the game.
I'm confused.
But yeah, it plays decent. The cursor movement's a little too sensitive for me, but you can easily tone it down. And the cool thing is the entire campaign is co-op friendly. So you can play
online?
Online. That's nice. Not split screen, obviously, but...
That wouldn't work.
But I mean, either you play throughout the campaign with an AI buddy, which you can command really well, actually. You can tell him to attack here, do whatever you want. It works simply well. I mean, this is a really good playing RTS on the console. And if you... Apparently, comparing this to Stormrise, the new RTS made by... what's the studio name? Who made Viking? Creative Ensemble. Creative Assembly. It's Creative Assembly. Their RTS Stormrise for the consoles. If you're going to come stack it up to Command Red Alert, there's no demo yet, so we don't know, but I would think this looks better because Stormrise isn't getting a lot of good reviews, and it looks kind of weird. It looks like a Resistance ripoff. Like, the creature... That's a mini versus right there, guys. But Red Alert, I mean, it works well. The units, it's unique. The water is very pretty. That's what dazzled me. That's like the game that stuck in my mind. I'll remember the water, but... I might pick this up, maybe. I'll think about
it. Is it for PC, too?
It is for PC. That's PC.
I'd rather get it on PC.
You'd rather get it on PC?
Yeah, well, it won't work on my PC.
Yeah. It's out on 360 and PC now, but the UPS reowners get the Ultimate Edition. Ultimate Super Omega Edition. It just basically has maps, better graphics, the water, and has all the videos in high def.
Okay.
Because of the Blu-ray space, but I mean, it's just make up for the delay. Overall, it's a solid RTS on the console. For 360 owners, I recommend this definitely over Halo Wars, because Halo Wars, it's just, don't do it because it's Halo, come on. I mean,
no.
I mean,
I'm going to play it and I'll see.
You'll see. You think so? I'm not a big fan of, I think that was kind of stupid. I would love it if it was on PC, because you would have a bigger unit count, because the unit count in Halo Wars looks tiny, doesn't look epic at all. But I mean, if they put on, please put it on PC, Microsoft. Please, I would buy it. So I would buy it like snap for me, Daniel. Thank you. I would buy it like that. I would buy it instantly. But yeah, solid control, solid graphics. The water is the best looking water I've seen on an RTS. Yeah. Anything, comments, questions you guys want to ask about it?
Nope.
Cookies.
The tutorial is funny too. I recommend playing the tutorial first. But yeah, solid game. All right, we're going to take our first break. Then we'll go into our epic adventure versus Japanese RPGs versus Western RPGs. Yeah, so bear with us, guys, and yeah.
All right, guys, we're back.
Take the pen out of your mouth.
We're going to do... No.
What we've been playing.
Yay. Okay, what have you been playing, Daniel?
Okay, what have I been playing? I've been playing, obviously, Killzone 2.
Oh, gasp.
I've been playing...
Other than that?
Yeah, I played the Wheelman demo. I got around to doing that. It's fun.
Oh, yeah! Kevin, let's talk about you and your Wheelman experience. Okay, keep going, Daniel.
Okay, we'll talk about this after.
No.
Okay, I played some Little Big Planet. That was Michael yawning / screaming. I'm not really sure. I think that's all.
Yes, Daniel, that's all.
Yeah.
Okay.
What have I been playing? Everyone wants to know.
No, we don't. It's the most least popular thing on the show. When you start talking about what you've been playing, the viewership dips.
Oh,
it's on the graph. It's on the graph.
Crush
right
my emotions.
Like crushing Kevin's hopes and dreams. All right, what have you been playing, Kevin?
Halo 3.
Michael's staring at him.
And Left 4 Dead. And
you've been playing Left 4 Dead? I took that back.
Oh, no, you didn't.
No, you took the box.
The disc wasn't in the game.
No.
What?
When you came, me and Kevin were there, and we were like, wait a second. Oh, crap. There's so many different boxes, and they're all...
I'm taking it now. Where is it? Where is it?
The 360 doesn't open like that. Calm down. It's in the...
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Taking this back.
Right, I've been playing that. I've been started playing Call of Duty 4 again on 360.
The multiplayer or the single player?
What do you think?
Multiplayer?
Hey, I like a single player.
But mostly Killzone 2.
What a surprise.
It is a surprise.
No, it's not.
Sarcasm. yeah. On the PS3.
No, on the...
No, I've been playing Killzone on 360. It's inferior by a million units. Everything's inferior. It gets red rings every time you put it in. Yeah. Is that all you've been playing, Kevin?
And I really want to get back to Legend of Zelda on the Wii.
Why?
I haven't beaten it. And I after making the opening, I was like, I missed that song.
That's not what you've been playing, though.
But that's what he wants to play.
This is false advertising. It's a preview. Those are lies. Those are, like we said, when PS3 get a price cut, no, that was a rumor. News, that was a rumor. PS3 price cut's a rumor. When
it, I apologize that in case
stupid
I made
Daniel.
It. In case I made it sound
Daniel
that it was
implied
true.
That it was true. He's like, it's true, guys. It's true. I have true. A quote.
And I quote, it is true.
Move your leg. Get the leg out of the way.
Fine.
Not up there. Oh, come on. There we go.
That's all I've been playing.
Yeah. I've been playing a lot of Resident Evil 5, a lot of Killzone 2, a lot of... Well, that's it. Huh.
We haven't been playing
what
much.
What about Watchmen?
I played Watchmen with you. You suck.
I do not suck.
Yeah, you're terrible. Well, actually, you know what, Kevin? I was playing Wheelman with Kevin.
Now the story time.
Watching him is the... Yeah, it's Kevin humiliating story time with
I think
Kevin.
We have one of these every episode.
We have to have one of these every episode. Kevin was playing the Wheelman. And he's terrible at it. It's so funny. It's not even funny.
I'm terrible when I want to.
No, he's trying. It took him 4 times to actually get 2nd place in the race.
Shit.
He's like a freaking jellyfish. You don't... Like, okay. When you're chasing down the opponents, he was on a bike, and he kept crashing.
He was on a bike? What?
I think I crashed 3 times.
Why was he on a bike?
Because it's fun. Motorcycle.
He keeps crashing, and then he's terrible at shooting. He makes the slow motion shooting look unepic by just firing it randomly. He doesn't aim, he just starts firing off shots randomly. It doesn't look
scare
fun
them away.
When you try to hijack vehicles, he fails at it. He's like out of his car for like the half a minute.
He was waiting. God, I can know this.
And
I can know this.
I thought I could hijack on foot.
No, and then yeah, it was funny. Then he actually the car he was supposed to hijack was speeding in front of him. He was out of the car, standing still, hoping he just gets run over by the car. What? It was so.
Can you jump out of the car when you're like?
Yeah, in it.
Okay. It went while you were driving.
He stood right in front of the car, hoping some miraculously, if it runs him over, he'll get inside. I don't know what you were thinking.
That was Grand Theft Auto.
No, it wasn't. It was this. It was hilarious. I could not stop laughing. I was narrating his attempts. He's officially the IQ of a jellyfish after playing 4 times. It was fun. It was fun. Okay, what I've been playing, obviously Resident Evil 5. I played with Yuki. I beat the game with him. It's pretty fun. I definitely prefer a human person over an AI. I mean,
it's smarter.
I wouldn't say smarter. I'm just kidding. It's just that he knows, at least he doesn't shoot me in the back and waste all that ammo. But he and I were screaming one part when they're like, there's these two heavy fat guys that take like a million bullets to kill who had like turrets for weapons. And we were both like screaming, running around while all these other creatures. And then, yeah.
Christian just runs away.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to he knew how to beat the last boss, but it was fun. It was actually really fun playing with Yuki. I play with him again if I can go around to Resident Evil 5, because I played veteran mode with Kevin. That's hard stuff.
Yes.
That's really hard.
Isn't the hardest difficulty you just die in one hit?
Pretty much. Kevin and I were pulling off Christian by just, like, running half the time.
Did you guys unlock infinite ammo?
We did, but it didn't work. No. I don't know why. I put it on, but it doesn't work.
That's too bad.
I got it. Daniel, don't. yeah, but, and then, I was playing with Killzone 2 a lot with these guys, actually. I actually played with R-Man. He's a listener, obviously. You're listening,
cool.
R-Man. Fun to play with you, man. It was great.
Yeah, it was.
Actually, it was really fun when he was on the other team. And I was
on my team.
The losing team.
We won.
Then, no, you lost.
We did?
No, you lost.
Oh, wait, which game was it?
The one in... Doesn't matter. I won. That's the point.
That's what matters.
I win. And
Michael
then
wins.
I was playing an R-Man, and he saw me, right? He was an engineer, and I was a sniper. He looks up at me, takes a few pot shots. My camo's a little iffy, right? And then I think our man tried to flank me by going, because I was on top of something, and I see him running up the stairs trying to get me, thinking he can flank me, so I just said, screw it. I ran in front of the stairs and just fired my sniper point blank range, and I got him. And I swore, because when cooldown kills on two, you can hear people when they die. You can hear people. When and then down. I heard Armin here, damn it! I'm just like, nice try, Armin. But besides that, you're really fun to play with, man. I'll play with you again. We'll all play with you again.
It's cool when they're on the ground and they're grasping for a medic.
Yeah, and
you can hear them, but then you cap them in the head to shut them up.
Yeah, Armin.
Like, no, be quiet.
I meant that as a joke, Armin, but it was funny. It was funny, man. You almost got me. But then I think I got shot in the face.
By
other guy.
By my teammate?
Yeah, and then it was funny though, the server I made, Fufu Berry.
It was still on.
Yeah, Kevin, like, thing is that we tried to make a server that, like, our man and us could play, just like.
Just by ourselves?
Just like four people.
Wouldn't want to join.
And then every time.
Vampire Jesus?
My server Vampire Jesus got filled up in 10 minutes.
So we had to leave.
Then we made Fufu Berry. That piled up in maybe a little longer, like 45 minutes.
So then we just
Started playing tag. Yeah. We made our own thing and we played tag and kills on it. It was so much fun.
We knife them in the back and then we run away and
yeah,
and they're it. So you gotta
not knife them, but
no boost.
No, well, I think next time we play tag, we'll play boost. We'll use boost.
Yeah.
Because like whoever's it, Kevin was like struggling for like an hour until enough of that. But again, Armin, it was fun playing with you, man. We'll play with you again. I like it like when you're playing the four-player match, and the other team had, like, a person in disguise, and it was always Armin, who was in disguise. it was really funny. I'll play with you again, man. We'll play with you again. It was really fun. That's pretty much all I've been playing. Actually, for the featurette, I went back into my RPG collection. I've been playing Phantasy Star Portable, a lot of Crisis Core, Pokemon...
Can Crisis Core can't categorize as an RPG?
It's an action RPG, yeah. Right. It's definitely one of the RPG elements. You gotta give me back Kingdom Hearts. How far have you gotten that, actually?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I can't remember.
What?
Did you even play it?
Yeah, I stopped playing after a while, though. Because then Killzone 2 came out, and I was just like...
Just a blur, and then
then I was like, whoa, what just happened?
Yeah, and then... also been playing some Mass Effect, too. Yeah, that was fun. I love Mass Effect. That's all I've pretty much been playing. All I can think of, really. Oh, and Chinatown Wars, but I'll review that later. Okay, so now, anything else you guys want to add? Any cool, funny things that happen in Killzone that I...
No, not really.
It's funny when we're having our sniping battle, and then the only one not a sniper is Kevin.
But I picked up your sniper.
Yeah, and he kept capping me in the face, because I kept spawning in the same fucking place. And then, it was pretty funny. And then I kept, you have to admit, I was pretty sweet when I kept finding you.
Yeah.
I don't know how. I just like.
I always move at the worst moments possible so that my camera just goes off.
No, but even when Daniel's just staying still, I just somehow managed to find him.
I don't know.
I can hear him. He's like, can you see me? Can
you see me in the corner? Oh, right over there?
Okay, just a quick strategy tip for guys who are, if you're playing a game and you're not a sniper, be an engineer because those guys can take a sniper shot. Because I kept hitting Kevin, my camel went off, and then he doesn't die, though. Because engineers...
That's using assault. Boost. Not on the engineer.
Assault can take two sniper shots.
Yeah, only when they're using boost. No, because they have... primary ability is body armor, so...
Fatty.
Yeah, but when you activate boost, even if it gets used up, you still have an extra layer of armor.
A little slot. Yeah.
So, you think...
I like boost. Damage. I like playing boost. It's fun when I was playing Ring Around the Rosie with this one guy, right? He had a shotgun. I was a medic. I used boost, and I actually spun her behind him. And I hear him like, what the fuck? And I just melee him in the back. A lot of fun. All right, enough of what we've been playing. Killzone 2 is awesome. All right, our featurette, guys. I mean, last episode, we talked a lot about RPGs. Lately, I haven't been playing a lot of RPGs. Although, last generation of gaming, the PS2, Xbox era, I played a lot of RPGs. And I do notice now that there is a big, huge... I didn't know back then, but now I realize there's a huge difference between Japanese RPGs and Western RPGs, right? Yep. I mean, they're two games. First off, why don't we talk about...
Guys, what is an RPG?
What is an RPG? That's the definition.
So Daniel? Rocket-propelled grenade.
Yes.
If you're playing a first-person shooter, yes.
We stuff those in our consoles and then press fire and see what happens. Daniel, why don't you do... Okay, let's not define that, but everyone knows. It's obviously a game in which you play as a set character and you upgrade him and follow his story from start to finish while... Basically, it's a basically an epic adventure story-like game.
Yep.
Okay, so Daniel, why don't you talk about some notable RPGs from Eastern and Western. Let's talk about Eastern RPGs.
Eastern?
Yeah, you like JRPGs. Why don't you name some notable ones out there?
Well, obviously, the whole Final Fantasy series... there's like
Kingdom Hearts.
12 of them.
Spinoffs not included.
Yeah. It's Kingdom Hearts, technically.
Not Final Fantasy. It is a JRPG, Final Fantasy. Sorry, Kingdom Hearts is a action RPG, still an RPG. I recommend it. It's a PS2 era. Made by Square Enix. Those guys are the king of RPGs.
Yeah.
Last generation. They fudged up this generation.
We're making some pretty bad ones.
Yeah, I mean, they're putting tons of 360 RPGs. Like, honestly, I'm going to keep saying this. Xbox 360 has no standout RPGs, JRPGs. There's a lot of them, but none of them are, like, last generation's RPGs. Like, Persona, Final Fantasy 12, Final Fantasy X, Okami. Like, all these RPGs that were last...
Is that supposed to be 10, or is it just X?
X.
So
10.
It's 10.
It was 10, but...
Yeah, Kevin wants some Western RPGs that were enjoyable.
Fallout 3.
Hell yeah.
Elder Scrolls Oblivion.
Hell yeah.
All the Elder Scrolls.
All the Elder Scrolls.
Aren't they supposed to be making a new one?
No, I don't know what they're working on.
Yeah. They're making on something.
Is Mass Effect?
Yeah, Western.
Yeah.
Fable 2. Well, technically, that's a good RPG. I'll be generous. Technically. I'll be generous. But the thing is that, know that last generation of gaming, most of the RPGs that were awesome were actually JRPGs. I mean, they were in a huge amount of volume, last generation of gaming, and they were actually much better, more profound. The thing is that, here's the first little tidbit. Which of the two have evolved over last generation to this generation?
Western.
Obviously Western.
JRPGs are pretty much the same.
JRPGs have not evolved from start to finish.
Kind of had a delay, though, over time, like now, but then... Hopefully they'll start getting a lot better sooner with Final Fantasy and White Knight Chronicles.
Yeah, well, hopefully White Knight Chronicles. Yeah. White Knight Chronicles is technically one of the same... Like, Yuki Preview Last is kind of the same old, like, the princess is another castle.
That's too bad.
But, I mean, think about, like, White Knight Chronicles as a next-generation RPG. It's not out yet. Coming to North America soon, hopefully. It actually has multiplayer.
It's interesting MMO thing for an RPG.
I don't know. I think that... reason JRPGs haven't evolved is because last generation they got so much praise for their formulas and their style of gameplay.
Why change something that's not bad?
Well, yeah, but what you do is you keep the stuff and you add to it. You don't,
not keep the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, a note thing is that JRPGs in 360, a majority of them are turn-based. You gotta learn. No one likes turn-based anymore.
Yeah.
You gotta keep going. Look at Kingdom Hearts. Look at elite, like, if not turn-based, at least kind of like Final Fantasy 12 system.
I bet there are a lot of people like it still, turn-based, but...
People do like it, yeah. It's just...
But I meant, like, mainstream.
Yeah, okay, mainstream.
Like, hardcore JRPG fans, Dan, are you a hardcore JRPG fan?
Well, I can do turn-based.
Yeah.
Turn-based doesn't affect me.
I know, like, only turn-based I can play is Pokemon, but... I mean, Western RPGs have evolved. I mean, last generation, Knights of the Old Republic, Jade Empire, were... Morrowind, Elder Scrolls, bigger Western RPGs, but in Fable, they weren't big in number as in JRPGs last generation, but this generation coming into gaming, they've evolved amazingly. I mean, not only graphically, like Fallout, they can remain on par, but the choices and dialogue you can make in Mass Effect and Fallout is just stunning. I mean, Dana, why don't you talk about some of the, the big effects, like choices you can make in, like, Western RPGs?
Well, pretty much... the main theme nowadays for Western RPGs is the choice element. You can choose... sorry. You have to choose what kind of character you want to be. If you want to be the hero, if you want to be the villain...
Or the Daniel. Or
the dumbass.
Village idiot.
I don't want to save your cattle. I'll eat the cattle.
I like beef. So, yeah, in Fallout, you can, in Fallout 3, Megaton, main choice there as soon as you get there.
It's a city.
It's a city. And it's built around pretty much a nuke. And so, if you choose to be the good guy, if you can defuse the bomb, and so everyone can be safe. Or you, if you want to be the villain, you can set off the nuke and blow up the town, and it'll be gone forever.
You get money, though.
And then in JRPGs, it's a set story. Everything is going to happen eventually. I mean, you might come out different with, like, fire magic instead of water magic. But, like, especially 360 JRPGs, they've retained the same fire beats water, electricity beats water. I mean, electricity, sorry. Water beats fire, electricity beats water, fire beats electricity type thing. And then throw in
like wind. Pokemon!
Throw in wind. Like, in Lost Odyssey, Blue Dragon, Last Remnant. Stop playing with your sock, Daniel.
Hey, it's uncomfortable. I need to fix it.
But yeah, I think between Western RPGs and Japanese RPGs, in this generation of game, they showed that in Japanese RPGs, it's a set story. It's going to happen anyways. And in Western RPGs, you have a choice. What you do affects the storyline, and that gives you a much more down-to-earth feeling. Kevin, I think out of all of us, you play the least amount of RPGs. What do you prefer? Really? Yeah.
It's not a matter of I don't play that much RPGs, but I mostly play Western RPGs because I've been playing Fallout 3 and Oblivion. That I played a lot when I got it. Mass Effect I also got, but not a lot of JRPGs.
Is it because it doesn't appeal to you, or like it's just?
I really haven't heard much about many JRPGs. So.
Yeah, I mean, like when you look at games nowadays, I mean, the big game that people are talking about. Or like,
what the?
Is like,
where's that phone coming from?
This is weird ringing. Your house is haunted, Kevin.
Doesn't even sound like a phone. I'm confused.
Yeah, me too.
The phone's not even in the room, and it's ringing.
Like I was saying, is that the big games nowadays, like Mass Effect 2, Fallout 3 DLC, huge RPGs, and you're not getting enough press from like JRPGs, like Star Ocean 4, Final Fantasy. They've been really tight-lipped on Final Fantasy. I mean,
yeah.
I think that Western RPGs, because the thing is that Western RPGs have evolved. I mean, you have really cool gunplay elements in our Western RPGs nowadays. Like, Fallout 3 has its VAT system, its gore factor. JRPGs are kind of, like, empty. They still retain that whole, like, go to the village, talk to the dialogue, like, text dialogue and stuff. I mean, JRPGs have failed to evolve in any way that, you know, it's kind of hard to appreciate them as much as the last generation. Last generation, they were epic. They were amazing. But now it's kind of the same. Western RPGs, you're blowing up cities with nukes.
Yay.
Haha. I mean, Daniel, what are some big JRPGs? Like, I know, was Tales of Vesperia any good? I mean,
I liked it, personally. It's a cartoon animation. It's got, like, old-fashioned kind of, like, talking. It'll be, like, muted, and there's text, and you gotta continue that. So, came out last year, but still got that, so obviously it's not gonna appeal to some people. Again, it's got some amusing dialogue and stuff, just like for the storyline. That's the thing with JRPGs, it's mostly like about the talking and stuff.
But you don't control, unlike in Western RPGs.
But yeah, it keeps it amusing, so you want to play, and there's a lot of plot twists in that game. I had no clue who, like, the villain was until it, like, tells you who it is exactly.
Yeah, like a giant arrow. This is the villain this time.
This time.
Okay, let's be a little more, that's just, like, general talk. Let's break it down a little more. Western RPG versus JRPGs. Let's talk about, we'll do the normal versus thing, story-wise. Which, out of all these RPGs you've played, which type of story do you prefer in Western or Japanese RPGs?
I think JRPGs have more fantasy style storyline, like what you said, save the princess.
Yeah.
And Western RPGs more like war, talking about Fallout 3. Elder Scrolls Oblivion was also war against the
Daedra
in medieval times.
What I found was that in like more Western RPGs, they've done better on the futuristic way of games, but Japanese ones, they like to mix, like, it's like old-fashioned, like, medieval style with, like, swords and magic and stuff, but yet they combine with, like, airships and futuristic themes in the game, but it's not actually futuristic.
What thing is that I what I do like about JRPGs is that, I somehow managed to care more of this. I'm more intrigued in the story for in Japanese RPGs. Like in Final, in especially in Final Fantasy XII, I was pretty much like was indulged, like addicted, like hypnotized by the story. Like I was constantly playing it to find out what happened next.
Well, that's the thing because Western RPGs are more related to
what you do.
Yeah,
what
exactly. You got to decide, so it's not.
So it's kind of clear, obvious. Like, if I obviously like, kill this merchant, I'm not going to get this.
Yeah, it's what you get in movies, too. Yeah. So JRPG is more, like I said, fantasy type.
They're more about the storyline. They make you feel for your character.
Takes you to another world. Yeah.
Since you can't actually
decide. Since, like, the thing is that, like, in Western RPGs, you are the character. It's what you do. And in JRPGs, you have the set story. Like, Kingdom Hearts, another great RPG story-wise, I was addicted to the story as well. Like, I actually kind of, not cared, like oh, Sora, but, like, actually mattered what happened to the story. And then when a character dies in Kingdom Hearts, I was like, damn it, like, no way, that sucks, like, that sucks balls. But, like, when I played Mass Effect 2, sorry, Mass Effect, for example, is that when I had to make a choice which character I killed, I didn't feel as attached to it.
No.
Because I had to make that choice. I felt kind of like a dick, but I didn't really care. Like, what? Like, no, I don't want to do that.
And they're both humans anyways. Yeah, and I didn't like my human partners.
Yeah, like, they're just
the uncool guys.
Yeah, like, they somehow Japanese RPGs want to make these wacky characters, like, funny. But I think that's the thing, though. I think is Western RPGs make characters that are relatable. Not relatable, but more, like, down to earth. Something you meet every day. Like, obviously, you're the dick who likes to fight. Obviously, you're gonna die somehow.
They're more memorable.
And in Japanese, with these wacky characters, like, all the guys wear half shirts, and, like, wacky, flaunting gay, but they're, like, straight. And it's just really funny to watch.
Most characters look female, but they're male.
Yeah, that's funny. But what about you guys? What stories do you prefer? I mean,
I really don't know. They're different variety, I guess, but I think, to me, since I've mostly played Western RPGs, I've prefer the story for the kind of a bit more.
What I do think was kind of weird, I think that JRPGs somehow make their stories a little more epic.
Yeah.
I think JRPGs somehow managed to make from a small like all of JRPGs start off in a village. Something happens in the village. You journey to find out what happened. And some bigger plot happens. And then
that's true.
And then you gather other people who follow your same you have different beliefs, but your goals are the same. And unite together to stop the evil. That's basically every JRPG in existence. But somehow, I keep going back to these.
Because it's amusing. You want to do it.
Yeah. Western RPGs, like, I love Mass Effect. They made the ending look epic, but it's just that, it's just kind of, I don't like how it's just kind of, you don't care as much when you make the choices. Like, it's more immersive, definitely. It gives you a more grounded connection feel to this game world that they've worked so hard to create. I mean, all RPGs, they put a lot of effort into it. Both developers. But, I mean, Mass Effect, I still kind of said, oh, this is, like, why would I want to do this when I had to think too much, story-wise. And, like, I feel like a dick when I
sometimes it gets annoying if you make all the choices, to see, oh, is this going to be a bad choice?
And then you start wondering what you should do.
Yeah, save so I can go back to this.
I don't want to do that. Just give me a straight story. Give me a cool, addicting story. But some people might prefer the Western type thing, but to me, like, when I think of JRPGs, like, Fallout, Mass Effect, I love those stories, I love the choices I made, but I wasn't as immersed in the universe as... I wasn't immersed at the characters. I was immersed in the universe, but I'm gonna give it to JRPGs because Final Fantasy XII and Kingdom Hearts, I've been addicted, but the thing is that, like, I'll talk about this later in a second, but what do you guys give story to? I give it to Japanese RPGs because I'm just addicted to the whole humble beginnings to blow up
although I've mostly dragon. Played Western RPGs, I'm gonna agree with you. I'll give it to JRPGs, yeah. For the story, yeah.
Yeah, big nose.
Yeah, for me, although I do enjoy for Western RPGs, the ability to make choices, you get to choose what happens. But in the end, I'd have to give it to Japanese RPGs because I don't know, you just feel the story better.
Yeah, Daniel feels it every...
Oh, I feel it, man.
That was a rash, actually, but... okay, so let's talk about gameplay-wise. I mean, we did a lot of open dialogue, but now we're a little more constructive. Gameplay, obviously, Japanese RPGs, somehow they managed to keep you more in the turn-based type era, because I think Japanese RPGs are a bit more strategic than Western RPGs, especially the new next-generation Western RPGs, but I think Japanese are a little more strategic. I mean, Daniel, why don't you talk about some elements in, like, JRPGs that they like to use.
Well, they obviously like magic. It's hard to find a Japanese RPG without magic in it. Is there any without magic?
I don't think so. And a guy with a big sword, that's hard to find, too.
Yeah. Well, most guys, you have a big sword. Yeah, so...
Spiky-haired teenager.
Yeah. Kind of looks female, yeah. But not. Yeah. But obviously magic, dark, light, fire, water, air. I don't know.
Yeah, I throw in air occasionally.
Obviously...
An evil guy.
Obviously going to be an evil guy. occasionally turn-based. They're sort of...
The majority lately have been turn-based.
Yeah.
Persona,
some of them are shiny.
Persona, Lost Odyssey,
what do you call it?
Blue Dragon, Last Remnant.
Yeah, Last Remnant.
But at least games like Infinite Undiscovery and
Tales of Vesperia.
What's the new one that came out? Star Ocean 4. They're trying to get out of that element, but they still end up going to the old tradition of fire beats this, water beats this, and stuff like that.
But Final Fantasy XII, it kind of strayed away from that, where you have this like sort of link thing that you link with an opponent.
Kind of like an MMO, yeah. Style combat.
But it still kind of resembles the turn-based.
But see, the thing of what I kind of hate, because when JRPGs do the whole real time, it kind of ends up feeling like a hack and slasher.
Yeah,
yeah.
And when you do turn-based, it feels kind of boring, but it you dwell more into the it's more. Strategic and makes you think more. I actually like the Final Fantasy XII system because it's a combination of the fast pace that makes you think on your feet, but you're not...
You have to choose your
combination. Yeah, you're not mashing a button like, oh, okay. Now, that's JRPG elements. Western RPGs, I find lately they've been trying to go into more mainstream, reaching a mainstream audience with gameplay by kind of copying other games. You know what I mean? Like, Mass Effect tried to adopt a cover system, third-person cover system.
Yeah.
A more Rainbow Six, Gears of War type feel to it, which I think worked, but combat felt kind of flat in Mass Effect because it kind of felt like a watered down version of those games.
Yeah.
But it still. What did you guys think of the combat system in Mass Effect?
It was okay, I guess. It felt kind of more like a first person shooter, except it was.
Third person.
Yeah, third person, but. Yeah, it kind of adopts the style of an RPG, so it would, you kind of choose your opponent to shoot at, and you keep, like, kind of targeting the other ones as you go. So, yeah.
And then Fallout uses the VAT system, which they kind of make their own system there, but it makes the game so much more easier.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
VATs kind of, it kind of takes away from the whole strategy-type element. I mean, you could literally beat the game just using VATs. And you find yourself not... I think kind of hides the mediocre shooting aspect.
Yeah, because it wasn't a great shooting.
If you just took the shooting elements and Fallout... But, I mean, the thing is that it reaches so much more mainstream audience. Like, what are you guys going to like more? Watching a guy head blow up from a sniper shot 100 feet away in slow motion? They're watching their head fly in the air? Or when you're just standing there watching guys stay still? Like, budging
jogging
a bit. Jogging in place. And then selecting fire. Like, what are you going to enjoy more to watch at? Yeah. Obviously, Western. I mean,
yeah.
I do understand those hardcore people who like the whole thinking element, but I play games for fun. I play games to be entertained and to, like, blow that guy's head off. RPGs give me... But so that's why I kind of like Western RPGs gameplay more. I love Mass Effect. Like, they loved the cover system. I loved the slow motion aspect they did with it, and they kept the combat fast and furious that I still much appreciate the story. But yeah, what do you guys... I like the abilities in more RPGs more than Japanese RPGs in gameplay, because the abilities you have, you actually get to use them.
Yeah, although in Oblivion, the magic was kind of lame.
Yeah, it was kind of lame.
It was the same stuff over and over. It didn't have different spells.
Well, you can mix and match, like, some...
Yeah, but the animations would still be the same.
Yeah, it's the hands.
Even if you had the most powerful fire spell in the world, it looked exactly like the most basic one. Just a fireball.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But yeah, and get like, I mean, obviously Western RPGs are all of them I can think of, they're all real time.
Yeah.
They're all real time. Fable uses a very sleek, I'm going to be generous, uses a very sleek, accessible, free flow combat. That, like,
you can switch between magic,
on the fly, it works good.
You were going to say beautifully, but
I had to swallow my PS3 pride here, fanboy pride here, but, thing is that, like, all these RPGs are coming on 360 mostly, which kind of sucks for me, but, I mean...
I haven't heard many of them, so...
So a lot of turn-based elements in Japanese RPGs, more thinking type, while Western is more reaching mainstream by making think on your feet. Like, you're not really thinking ahead. In JRPGs, you're thinking ahead, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I gotta keep these potions here for this, I gotta be careful, I gotta go...
Once I upgrade this, I'll do this.
Yeah, and then...
And there's MMORPGs.
Yeah, let's leave that out. I don't play MMOs as much.
mostly Diablo!
Consoles. I'm gonna give it to Western RPGs because I get the feel of a more mainstream game, and I have a little more fun because I don't have to think as much.
Who wants to think when you can blow people's
heads? What do you guys give it to gameplay?
Gameplay? Okay, I give it to... I don't know, it's kind of hard to decide. I want to get back into JRPGs and kind of the strategy type thing where you kind of upgrade yourself. But for now, I've been mostly... Yeah, like I said, I've mostly been playing Western RPGs, so I'm going to give it to that. But once White Knight Chronicles comes out and Final Fantasy 13... Yeah, and versus, yeah. I think I'll be leaning more towards them. But for now, Western.
Yeah, because the gameplay for upcoming RPGs are really showing up some Western stuff. Okay, Daniel, what do you give it to?
I'll have to give it to Western, because I do enjoy the fast-paced elements, even though I do enjoy, like,
thinking.
The RPG elements of thinking, strategizing.
I mean,
is that a word, strategizing?
Yeah, sure it is. I mean, you do upgrade more in... You do upgrade stuff. You do upgrade stuff in Western RPGs. Don't get me wrong. It just doesn't feel a lot simpler. Yeah, it doesn't feel as deep or big. I mean, JRPGs. When I look at myself in Fallout 3, I look at myself from my starting character to my end character. There's not
pretty much just get bigger armor.
Yeah, I'm not. But when I look at my JRPGs, like in Final Fantasy 12, I look at my beginning and my last character. I'm like, holy shit, I kicked ass.
You got, like, super crazy-ass spells, giant-ass weapons, and crazy armor.
Yeah, and then, especially on a lot of DS... I play a lot of Nintendo DS RPGs. They're all turn-based, though, but I still enjoy that whole meticulous type of thinking. But, again, Western. I mean, it's the way... I just love blowing a guy up. What can I say? I'm a guy. Okay, gameplay, story... what did we miss? We're kind of go graphics, but more leaning toward...
They each have their own difference.
Yeah,
like, can't really go into graphics since really it's not two separate games. It's a whole genre.
The whole genre, but what type of art style do you appreciate more? I mean, Western RPGs go for the more...
Realistic
look.
Except for Fable.
Cartoony, but it's still grounded, kind of like fantasy. And JRPGs go for the totally whack, cartoonish... Happy.
Just have spiky hair.
Yeah. Which one do you guys prefer?
I'll give it a tie. I really prefer... I like both styles, so... I really don't know what to choose.
Yeah, it's kind of... It's all based on preference. Gameplay... Okay, let's talk about some of the most memorable RPG. Like, clearly... Clearly, what RPG, both Western and Eastern, which one did you have the most fun actually with? I mean, single out a game... Actually, you know what? Okay, first of all, let's single out games from each side, West and East. Japanese and Western. Which two of the genre did stand out to you guys?
Games?
Yeah.
Elder Scrolls Oblivion. That was one of the best games I have ever played.
Yeah. Any Japanese... Some of the best graphics.
Yeah. Any Japanese RPGs that stood out to you?
Japanese RPGs? No.
Pretty much every single Final Fantasy.
I haven't really played any of it. Well, I've played...
Final Fantasy VII! There! I said it! You were all waiting for it! I know you were!
I have that, but I haven't played it. It's for PC, but... I don't know.
PC?
Yeah, I have it for PC.
Yeah.
Interesting. Illegal copy?
No.
Obviously, Kevin doesn't play a lot of JRPGs, but I think he's looking forward to some stuff coming out.
Yeah.
The Western RPG that stood out for me was Mass Effect, because not only graphics were photorealistic, I can make a very old version of myself, which apparently looked like my uncle, but...
we never saw it.
I did really enjoy that, the whole choices, the dialogue, the choices I made, and the story just really stood out to me. I mean, the ending was epic, but yeah, Mass Effect is my all-time favorite Western RPG. Japanese?
And also a big thing in a Western RPGs, a lot of customization of actually building your character.
Yeah, actually, like, the actual facial features, like, Asian. yeah.
I don't follow. They had really bad
Asians.
Anything other than, black and white Caucasian.
Patient. Yeah, enough of that. JRPGs? Oh, God, I could... It's a tide for every JRPG that came out for the DS, PS2, and, yeah. No next-generation JRPG has stood out to me. No next-gen. Any 360 game, I have not been impressed at all.
Have there been any for PS3 at all?
Eternal Sonata, Valkyrie Chronicles.
Really?
That wasn't RPG. It was more strategy.
It was technically RPG, but I didn't get that because I didn't have any trophies. I'm sorry, I'm part of the problem. Eternal Sonata was impressed, but I wasn't that. I mean,
it had an interesting concept of, like, the character. I mean, the enemies change depending on light or dark.
My problem with favorite JRPG would be every Pokemon game in existence, because I could play any Pokemon game out and I'd still have more fun than any other game. But
they just need to add more Pokemon. That's
yeah.
All.
That's just give me a new Pokemon, even like
a different place.
Yeah,
new place, new Pokemon.
Yeah,
and it's fun.
Oh, yeah, no, but the JRPG that stood out for me, I guess, was really Final Fantasy 12. Final Fantasy 12 and type in Final Fantasy 12 and Final Fantasy Crisis Core. I really enjoyed both games. Final Fantasy 12, I owned it. I beat it twice. And that's a 12-hour game. And Crisis Core, God, I loved it. It was absolutely gorgeous. Daniel?
For Western, I'd have to say Oblivion, since I still play that game.
Yeah,
and
you have no choice, really.
I have choice.
Oh, yeah.
I just really enjoy it.
There's also Morrowind, which is the prequel to...
No, I wouldn't recommend that.
No, it's not.
No.
Good.
It's okay.
If you enjoy graphics that are like...
JRPG?
JRPG... I have to try Crisis Core. I have to borrow that from you.
Yeah, you got a PSP first.
Yeah, no. I might just, like, steal one of yours. should have said that out loud.
There's Final Fantasy game for the PSP, which I saw some glimpses of it.
The Crisis Core?
I don't know which one it was, but it might have been that, yeah.
They have a giant sword.
And then the coins pop out.
Whoa, it's like Final Fantasy Mario!
I'll lend you Crisis Core, Kevin.
And then I'll steal it from Kevin.
Yeah, okay, here's actually something I popped out, though. JRPGs have the best cutscenes.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Even PlayStation 1 Final Fantasy games, you look at their cutscenes, they're like better than now.
They're like the Final Fantasy movie type cutscenes.
Yeah, every JRPG, but kind of hurts when you look back to in-game graphics.
And they're like, I wish I could play the movie.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, Final Fantasy 13 and Versus are going to show that up with the new white engine. Anyways.
White?
The white engine. Right. Crystal. I think it changed into Crystal Engine. The engine that's supposed to have, like, graphics of Final Fantasy Advent Children. Cutscene graphics in-game.
Well, that's pretty nice.
Yay.
But Western RPGs, I noticed they don't have a lot of cutscenes, do they? I mean, Fable 2 had some decent cutscenes, but...
Fallout 3? Slideshow.
The slideshow ending. Yeah.
Technically weren't cutscenes. Those are slideshows.
Those are slideshows.
They were scenes that were cut up into slides. So, technically.
Yeah, and JRPGs have slightly more cutscenes.
Yeah.
Like, they have, like, even, like, really stupid cutscenes. Like, walk into a bar and then look at all the cast of characters and say, "My name is Hero." End cutscene.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a note about that. Not really preferred. Okay. So, we gave out our favorite for JRPGs, Western RPGs. We talked about the differences, what we prefer for gameplay and graphics. We can't really compare. I mean, okay, now let's talk about RPG in general, mattering if it's West or East. What is the single RPG that stood out for you?
Single RPG?
Yeah. Obviously, it's one of the two you picked before. Obviously, you had to pick Oblivion because you didn't have a JRPG. Oh, yeah.
Oblivion was what made me buy a 360, but... Before PS2 came out, anyways, but still, it was fun.
Big Nose?
Difficult decision. Do I have to pick?
You have to pick.
What about for the Wii?
Wii doesn't have any RPGs.
Wii doesn't have any RPGs. They have rip-off RPGs. They have adventure games that could be considered RPGs, but they're not. Like Zelda and Okami.
That answered my question.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Back to you, Daniel.
Oh, thank you, Kevin.
Back to Daniel.
Are we going to be talking about, like, you've ever played?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, man. That's not fair.
Think back to when you were a child.
I didn't think I played RPGs when I was a child.
Alright, I'll let you think. I'm gonna give it to Kingdom Hearts. No, sorry, Final Fantasy 12, because that game was the first game the first JRPG I beat understanding the story. And the first
you usually get confused in JRPGs.
Final Fantasy 12, and the first game that made me ignore Halo 2, Halo 1, every single game, and I played that game for like a year. Straight, I loved it.
Alright, and I have to add in, the first ever video game I ever owned and played was Pokemon, and that was...
That's like the RPG, man.
Yeah, it is. So that was the all-time favorite JRPG, so...
Even though technically not... Okay, yeah, just, yes.
Is it?
It's obviously Pokemon.
What is the actual classification of Pokemon?
I think it's its own class.
It probably is.
Pokemon class.
Daniel, are you stalling again, or...?
I pick Final Fantasy VII! No, I lied.
Did you actually play that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I beat it. Like, I have it somewhere.
I want to borrow it from someone if someone's left. Yeah, Kevin used to have it.
Kevin, does he have it? He's getting his game collection out. Daniel. Alright, Daniel, pick.
I'm gonna have to go with, Oblivion.
Okay.
I just keep going back to it. It's just fun.
Okay, now let's talk. We talk about our favorite picks. Some suggestions, because I know I noticed on the forums that people are talking about RPGs a little bit more. We gave our picks. Workable PS2, Final Fantasy 12 is there. There it is! Final Fantasy 7! Give it to me! Give it to me! Give it!
They're fighting.
Yeah. Sorry, Final Fantasy 7. Final Fantasy 7.
We all lied. It's all our favorite game.
It's mine now.
Heck no. I'm gonna play it.
No, fine, we'll take one CD each. Okay, enough that. Who are you guys gonna give it to? JRPG versus Western? Which are you guys gonna give it to?
For now, we're at Western.
Western? Big Nose?
JRPGs!
I'm gonna give it a tie.
Oh my god.
I didn't.
That means nobody wins this time!
Yeah, nobody. I think we'll ask Christian next. He'll be the ultimate decider. But yeah, I give it the tie because. This generation of gaming, I've been playing Western, I've been loving, but not as much love. Not enough love to JRPGs. Not JRPGs last generation. I mean, I could still play Final Fantasy XII over any JRPG on 360 out there. Yeah. So, okay, we gave it to that.
They're always long, JRPGs.
Yeah, they're really long. I keep beating Western RPGs in 6 hours. Exactly 6 hours. I beat Fable 2 in 6 hours. I beat Fallout 3, technically 6 hours. I beat. Mass Effect in 6 hours. But yeah.
Y'all may be very confused about that, but he went Asian.
Yeah, I went, yeah.
It's kind of zoomed in.
Yeah, okay, just some recommendation for JRPGs. If you want a DS, there's so many great JRPGs out there for the Nintendo DS.
I really haven't played any for the
DS. You should, they're actually really great.
Because I have a DS.
They've been remaking Final Fantasy games, 1 through 4, I think 4 is the latest, and each one just, they're all...
Which one was only released on the DS in America?
I don't know,
3 or 4.
I think it was 3. But I mean, JRPGs. The best JRPG source right now for this generation is obviously Nintendo DS. PSP may have Crisis Core, but the sheer amount of quality for the DS, The World Ends With You. It's really. I have it. It is one of the best DS games I played. Final Fantasy IV, Final Fantasy 1, 2. I mean, they're even spin-off like Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles for the DS. Or Crystal something.
Something. It's got Crystal a Crystal
Chronicles.
Yeah, I'm ranting on and on. I'm sorry, but I mean, the best JRPG source right now is obviously a...
DS.
A DS. The best Western RPG source right now is PS3 or 360. Slightly more on 360 because it has Fable 2. And I only count saying that because of one more. Alright, any notes you guys want to say before end the verses, or...?
Play some RPGs.
Play some Western.
Yeah, I mean, play some RPGs, guys. They're one of the classic memorable games. I mean, as much as you're gonna love Master Chief, love ripping people in half with Kratos, or chainsawing people with Marcus Fenix in Gears of War. I mean, the real story they're going to care about is RPGs, Japanese or Western, no matter how much you screw up in Western, or just appreciate the princess is another castle, or your goal is another castle, or go in this dungeon and fight this dragon in JRPGs. Yeah, so we gave it a tie, actually, based on preference, although we did admit that story-wise, we appreciate JRPGs more, but gameplay, it's... So it's really a tie. I mean, both have... Yeah. But the thing is, they're both very distinct.
Yeah.
Very distinct. Yes. Okay, enough of the verses. We'll take our break. We will review Chinatown Wars for the DS, then Big Gnosis Picks, and we will get the hell out of here.
Be right back.
Yep. And we're back. You know, after talking about all these RPGs and memories, we've been reminiscing about the good old days, and... Yeah, those were good days, weren't they?
Yep.
Yeah, those were
horrible days.
Oh, yeah.
Because Kevin didn't do anything in those days.
excuse me.
Wow, that was nice.
I don't know why...
Burped into the mic.
Wait, yeah, I don't know why I burped into the mic. I should have... Okay, enough of that. Hopefully you don't... Daniel doesn't burp. I mean, we just survived that last attack.
Yep.
Okay, so now we're reviewing Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars for the Nintendo DS. And I'm the one who's putting 18 hours into it. I thought I put 23 hours, but long story short, I didn't. I'm sorry. I apologize. These guys took money from me as a form of apology. Okay, so Chinatown Wars with DS is the second best Grand Theft Auto in the whole series. Yeah, that's it. End of the review. Okay, moving on. Daniel's Big Nose Picks. No, seriously, I mean that... I actually mean that in its entirety. Not only did the story intrigue me as much as any Grand Theft Auto, I just couldn't put this down until my body literally just turned off and I was forced to go to sleep. I mean, graphics, it works beautifully for the DS. There's a 3D running engine, but it cameras over the top. Has the funniest lines. There's no voice. That's DS's limitations and space, but I mean, the lines are funny. It would have been nice. I know it's DS limitations, so I'm not going to ding it for it, but I mean, if they ever ported the story, hire actors because the lines are pretty funny. I don't want to say some lines because we're going to get an explicit rating, but story has tons of twists. Gameplay is really well done for the Wii. Car controls handled beautifully. This is an open world game. There are so many side quests, so many mini games. There's like a whole drug economy. You can work out finding different drug lords to get the best price and sell to other people.
Like the Facebook game.
Yeah, kind of like the Facebook application.
I forget what it's called.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We're not talking about Facebook games. I mean, it's just when I'm getting chased by five cop cars and weaving around through traffic, civilians running them over by accident and on purpose. I didn't like that guy with the pink shirt. I felt like I was playing Grand Theft Auto, but then I like moved from my chair and walked downstairs, still playing. I'm like, holy crap, this is portable! Holy crap!
Whoa, I'm moving!
I mean, every aspect of this game is so polished on the DS. I mean, it uses the stylus perfectly. Like, for example, when you run your car in the water, you actually have to tap the bottom screen. It shows that like you drown, you underwater in the car, you have to tap the touch screen, which is a picture of the car window, and you actually break the car window open, otherwise you drown.
That's too bad.
Hijacking a car, you actually move the stuff to like hot wire it using the wires and stuff. It makes you feel more immersed, not gimmicky at all. Graphics are well, this is like, I don't care if every game rips off this graphics for any, make a Saints Row for the DS using this graphic engine. I mean, it works beautiful. There's even people who follow you around shooting as your allies.
Yeah.
It's every aspect thing crammed into this DS card and playable.
Awesome.
Like, it's better than the PSP version, better than San Andreas, better than Vice City, better than, like, all the other ones, except for 4, obviously. But, I mean, I could write on about this game. There's 4-player multiplayer, LAN, not online. There's still online leaderboards. The story has so many twists. Characters are hilariously funny. You're going to care for these characters. And the open world aspect is there. I mean, you can definitely go around beating up civilians, cars. I mean, there's a more offensive way to evade the cops. Instead of running away, you actually have to kill the cops, basically, stop chasing you. I'm not as big of a fan as that, but...
Wait, don't more cop cars show
no,
up?
No, they don't. only,
that's it?
Dope. So let's say you have a 1-star rating, one single cop car will chase you, you kill it, you just have to hide. If another cop car sees you, it'll chase you too, oh. But some other cop cars will ignore you. But yeah, I mean, it puts more offensive in. Gunplay works well. I mean, you tap a button to lock on, tap button to shoot. Inventory selected on the tap touch screen to touch what you have next. Grenades work as there's a radius on the touch screen. You move up on the farther the circle, the farther the throw. Works so well. I mean, God, this is probably one of the best portable games in history. I mean, I had so much fun with it. I couldn't believe I was playing this game with a funny story. The story really shocked me, actually. But yeah, enough ranting, raving. Anything you guys want to note that you saw from it? I mean,
well, when I first saw it, or kind of got a glimpse of it, before it got released, I didn't think it was going to do that good, but I thought it was kind of going to be good.
Apparently you were wrong, Kevin.
Eagle Eye type shooter, kind of like, what was that game? Killzone? Liberation?
I like that game.
I'm not a big fan of that, but, yeah.
Okay, Daniel, anything you want
to... No.
Yep. That's Daniel's comment of the day. No. Okay, this is basically Chinatown Wars, guys. An original story revolving around the Chinese triad. Yes, for me. You have, and then all this amazing Grand Theft Auto story with this funny dialogue, realistic dark tone, yet, you know.
Funny.
Crammed into the DS with his original story. Then you have you have the latest Grand Theft Auto 4, all its gameplay smashed onto a DS card. With a graphics engine that's decent, that's great for the DS, runs beautifully. I mean, there's even a cinematic view for the car. Like a cinematic mode. Like, you know when you're driving Grand Theft Auto 4, you tap circle, and then B, and you can, like, the car camera will switch a cinematic-like thing. Nice. It's actually that for the DS. Huh. There's actually taxi, you can actually hail a taxi in the DS. You actually whistle in the DS's microphone, and it'll actually hear it.
That's funny.
Really? Yeah.
Wow.
Or you can hold the button down in case your microphone's broken or Daniel's or your voice is crappy like Daniel's.
Can't whistle.
Can't whistle. Like I couldn't whistle. I'm like, damn it. you can do that too. I don't want to spoil the story. This game is basically Grand Theft Auto 4 gameplay with original awesome story. Creme in a DS card. Number score? A 10 out of 10. There's some small glitches, small things. It's not for everybody, certainly, but I'm giving it a 10 out of 10. This is the best portable game I've ever played. Like, better than... More fun than
really
Crisis Core ever played. Like, better than Pokemon. Wow. Better, I'm addicted. Yeah, I'm sorry, Crisis Core. You're probably going to attack me in my dreams. but, yeah, a 10 out of 10. Fanboys United pick. If you have a DS, buy this game.
Okay.
What? Oh, yeah, you have a DS.
Yeah!
Okay, enough about that from me. Big Nose's picks, take them away.
Okay, guys. For my picks this week, Little Big Planet, I'd have to say level called Technicolor 2 by Barb, not Bob, Barb _ Marley.
Dick. Sorry.
I think Michael has problems. Yeah. There's also 1 and 3 now, Technicolors, too. But
I said that because Barb is a character in a game that it was a dick. Sorry, go ahead.
No, okay.
Okay.
anyways. Yeah, but personally, the one I like the best out of the three is number 2, so yeah.
Number 2.
I don't get it.
Immature guy.
Sorry about that.
So it's colorful. They're not hard. You pretty much won't die at all unless somehow you manage to, like, find a glitch and, like, fall down an endless pit. It's colorful. It's just fun platforming. Yeah. Then there's Maxed Out 2 by Kug. I really don't know how to pronounce it.
Q-U-G-Z.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, how do you pronounce that?
Kugs? Just Kugs.
Sorry, I'm a little giddy. I mean, thinking of Chinatown Wars just got me really happy again.
Okay, yeah.
So what's
it's a fun level.
What do you do?
Well, obviously platforming, Kevin.
But what?
You know what? Actually, I am completely blanking out on this level for some reason.
All I know is that it's good.
No, it was good.
It
was
so good that it blurred his mind.
Yeah,
he maxed out on it.
good pun, Kevin.
Yeah, let's ignore that.
Okay, next one, Little Big Awesome.
It's an okay level. It's not the.
It's by. It's supposed to be silent, like ink, except it's S1L3NT underscore.
1NC?
Either a 1 or an INC.
Just look up Little Big Awesome.
Yeah, that I'm pretty sure there's no other level like that.
Except for my rip-off, Little Big Amazing.
There's
Little Big Better.
Definitely not Kevin's. Hey-o, high five.
Yeah. Don't play Kevin's level.
Your hands are sweaty again.
Yeah, it's pretty much like an obstacle course. It's fun. Different obstacle courses and stuff. And then there's just a fun level. It's short. Extreme Snowboard. I bet you can all figure out what that one's about. Yeah, it's a multiple level. You can play it. There's multiple boards. I didn't play with other people, so I'm not sure if it works like that really good. But it was fun, just single player. So yeah, and that's by X-God-of-War-96-.
Lots of dashes.
Yeah. So yeah.
And those should... Big Nose's picks of the week.
Yep.
You will be digging in Big Nose and picking the many, many choices he has. what's so funny? That's the end of the show, guys. Next week, we're still not sure what we're going to do.
Wing it again.
I'm going to disappear into a cloud of fairy dust. I just want to give a shout-out to UT3 again. There's one mod I forgot to tell that there's a snowboarding mod.
Oh, yeah.
That's really fun. I just have to give a shout-out to that.
I downloaded that. What's it about, though?
Just snowboarding using UT3 characters.
With
the jet boards?
Yeah. It's awesome. High speed.
Really?
Yeah.
High speed.
Is there a map for it?
Yeah. Custom map. It's so much fun.
No?
Yeah.
Play it.
Okay, just shout out again to R-Man, Yuki. Fun playing with you guys online. Definitely do it again. Daniel's dancing again.
Hey.
Yeah, I mean, we're pretty much it, guys. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Hope we gave you some news. Our featurette, we gave it a tie to JRPGs versus Western RPGs. Mm-hmm. Both are great. Both support them. On the DS for JRPGs and PS3 360 for PS3. Once again, Wii is out, left out. We'll probably talk next episode. We'll say which is the best casual game for the Wii. No. Yeah, so enough rambling for me. Hope you enjoyed the show. Feedback. Kevin, website, same old, to contact
us. Website, www.fanboysunited.podomatic.com.
We're also located on vgevo.com on the non-other network section.
And our email is fanboysunited@hotmail.com.
Ta-da!
We will see you later.
Yeah, alright.
Always
next
open
week, guys.
Suggestions, reviews.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're still going to reviews for Halo Wars, and...
I don't think anyone's going to do it.
Yeah, no one's going to do it. Okay, enough of that. Thanks for listening, guys. See you later.
See
you.